Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Right Fit, Sports Wellness and Performance, Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines. We're excited for the first show after Memorial Day. Wow, return to normalcy, fans in the stands, and some real excitement. Good luck to all of us. We have a great doubleheader today. Master Dave Garrison, he's the owner of Barrington, Illinois' Tiger Academy. He's a Hall of Fame martial artist, weapons champion. He'll be joining me to talking about stem cells and athletes. And then returning, Hillary Loftus, she's the education director, Help Our Wounded Foundation, HOW, medical grade hyperbaric oxygen treatment for traumatic brain injury and concussions, athletic concussions. First, let's welcome Master Dave Garrison. Hey, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's exciting to have you on. David, give us some background on you, your incredible career, and your Tiger Academy.
Yeah, well, I come from the competition side of things. I didn't start out wanting to be an instructor so much. And when I was in high school, I was a three-sport athlete. So I was playing football, basketball, and tennis. And, you know, I had more of a football attitude, let's say. But due to my lack of stature, I ended up getting an offer to play tennis in college. And I sort of put my energies into the tennis side of things. So I actually used to work with Nick Bollettieri. I got a chance to work with Andre Agassi. I've had some great experiences playing tennis. It was fantastic. Played at Northern Illinois. But then in high school, everybody always asked, how did I get started in martial arts? Well, it was kind of one of those unique situations. I had a little bit of the McEnroe side to me, so to speak. I had a pretty furious temper when it came to sports.
No kidding. I know that side of things. McEnroe had my orthotics in his shoes, man.
you know,
1982. Yeah.
And I didn't like losing, not at all. So, kind of a crazy story. I was the number one singles player at Elgin High School, and I was playing a match, and my coach didn't usually watch me because I normally would win. And lo and behold, there was a baseball team using the fence for a backstop, and foul balls kept coming over into the court, and I asked them to move a couple times. Well, long story short, I ended up getting called a few names. I walked outside and basically punched out the baseball coach, the assistant coach, and got in a whole boatload of trouble with my school and my tennis team and all that kind of stuff. So my choices were either to see a psychiatrist for my rage problem or to go visit this gentleman by the name of Grandmaster Kim at Elgin by the advice of my assistant basketball coach, Tom Hudgens. So I picked the martial arts side of things, being an athlete, even though I didn't have a lot of support from my family for the athletic side. And that's kind of how I got started, sir.
You know, it's always interesting, Dave. The martial arts have always been, you know, the Bruce Lees, the incredible the mystery almost side of it has always been tremendously mental, included, of course, with all these fantastic physical skills. I mean, you went on to become a Hall of Fame martial artist in so many different disciplines, you know, a weapons expert. You've been all over the world competing. And it's funny you mentioned you were a tennis player. You know, our mutual semi-mentor, the great sports therapist, Bob Guida, who helped you all along in your career physically. And I met in the late 70s, and that's how I mentioned McEnroe and Nick Bollettieri and all that tennis world we were so involved with. So shout out to Mr. Guida. So your martial arts career, what was your main discipline, if you had one?
Well, that was the unique thing. We actually ended up calling it Kikido eventually, but the discipline was a combination of Tang Sudo, which is kind of the military version of Taekwondo, Judo Jiu-Jitsu, and Hapkido. So we did three Korean styles, and I had a 10th degree master. And when I first appeared at the school with my little bit of a temper that I had, when I would get upset, he would put me in a chokehold and put me to sleep. And that would sort of solve the issue real quick.
Yeah, really. And, you know, don't mess with David. Probably was the one of the number one keys. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and read about who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of things we've written for some of those different newspapers and magazines. A lot of exciting stuff on everything from concussions to what's the best shoe to high performance to all sorts of different topics. We have a lot of exciting stuff on Twitter. Can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter, over 30,000 followers. We have a lot of great information. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we're talking with martial arts champion owner Tiger Academy. You know, Dave, the physical side of holding up and performing at your level over all of these years, you know, you've always been a tremendous advocate of the nutrition side, the supplement side, all of those things. Do you call it the Chai lifestyle with your whole emphasis involving stem cells?
We actually call it Qi. Qi is the energy. That's Qi is the comes from the Dantian, and that's your center. In martial arts, we teach people how to use the Qi for power.
Yes, it's funny. It's an old, very, very rusty brown belt. I should have known better. I thought it might have stood for Chicago. But the ability, mixed it up. The ability to perform at your highest level, the importance of recovery, the tremendous emphasis on healing. Again, I mentioned Bob Guida. He goes so far, he's so ahead of his time in so many of these areas, and the supplementation. And what got you so excited about the side of stem cells and that whole relevancy, healing and recovery, Dave?
Well, after being a professional fighter for many years and competing on the world stage, doing forms and weapon competitions, I beat my body up pretty good. I had a number of injuries. And what ended up happening actually was a result of an old football injury. I had a broken leg. I lost a little bit of length on my leg, and I ended up with a herniated disc in my back. And I fought through that for a number of years, probably a good 25 years. And, with Bob as my mentor and, wanting to become, basically an expert in the nutrition field back in the early 90s, I started promoting things like probiotics when nobody really knew what it was. And so I pushed that and kept working it. And now I've more forward, and today I believe the stem cell is the probiotics of, the probiotics were in the 90s, the stem cell today is the active thing you want to increase in the body and do it naturally, not have it injected in your body, but have your body produce itself.
No, that's a big point. The topic of regenerative medicine, Dave, we feature on the Sports Doctor, gosh, for as long as it's around. But not that long ago, medicine didn't know how to spell regenerative medicine or wellness and performance, has been very excited about the whole world of stem cells for quite a while, the protein-rich plasmas. The ability, you mentioned a magic word, you said naturally, without injecting it. That's a big deal. Talk about what you mean.
Well, we're talking about one of the products that I've been using for only about 6 or 7 months now has been really miraculous. It's called Stem Enhance, and it has a featured algae in it called AFA, with alpha physenon floss aqua, one of those really big words. But it comes from a special lake in Oregon that has 42 feet of volcanic ash at the base of it. So this is a really amazing algae that they are able to harvest, along with mesenchyme, which helps to release the stem cells into the body.
Now, stem cells, of course, let's talk a little bit about actual stem cells, the ability of the body to regenerate cells, to replace cells that have been worn out as we age, as we beat up the body, is naturally forming in the body, and the ability to stimulate that type of regeneration, I would think, again, in the world of high performance, and we all know what a challenge, Dave, drugs and sports are. It's a scourge. It's a nightmare with painkillers and a lot of these other medicines and the overkill with prescription medicines. And the ability to deal with natural substances, safe substances, you know, you've been around for decades, the world of supplements. So you must be, you know, again, if you're paying attention to something, it makes a lot of sense. What's the website that people could find out about you, your career, and some of these products?
Well, the one I have right now that's easy to find is called StemCellsForAthletes.com. That's StemCellsForAthletes.com.
Now, and, again, you as a fighter, and when you say weapons experts, what weapons are you expert in besides your fists?
Well, it's kind of unique. Most people end up doing a cultural weapon. So in other words, they usually do a Japanese, an Okinawan, or Korean, or Chinese, or Filipino. Well, I happen to do them all. And so I've actually created the world's first sort of mixed martial arts weapons program. So I do Filipino weapons, Okinawan weapons, Japanese weapons, Chinese weapons, Korean weapons. So it's a combination, everything from kali sticks, nunchaku, size, kamas, boken, sword, broadsword, double kali sticks. It's a mixture of a whole bunch of different weapons.
Now, I know you have tremendous emphasis in the world of mental health, and I know there was an angle that you were talking about between some of these weapons programs and the ability of some of these people learning some of these things, reduce stress, feel better. Correctly?
This is an art form, and it's not fighting against somebody with a weapon. It's basically practicing the weapon. In the competitions I did for years, you basically would get on a stage sort of like a dancer or a, you know, like a Olympic diver, and they would give you a score from, you know, 0 to 10, and if you could get 9.9s, you would win. So that was my expertise,
like a dance.
On the world level.
Really like a dance. David, yep. tell us about Tiger Academy.
Well, at Tiger Academy, we promote all these different martial arts. We do everything from the stand-up, which is, you know, similar to the Muay Thai, the ground, which is the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We do joint locking, which is the Hapkido. We sort of mix everything together, and then we actually have forms we perform that are mixed forms, which are very unique. Those are called the Kido forms. And I was actually part of one of the grandmasters that created the form system back in 1999. We went to the top of a mountain in Utah.
David, what ages do you include? You know, we've seen martial arts with young kids. I always thought it was one of the great body control kind of exercises, no matter whatever sport you like. What ages do you deal with at the academy?
You know, used to be I wouldn't take until 6, but now we're going all the way to about 3.5. So
wow.
As long as the kids can listen and pay attention, we're getting them in and we're getting them started. Because, you know, all my kids that have come and been with me for, like, from the age of 4 on up, they're winning state championships in sports. I had a girl that was a black belt with me. She was on the state champion soccer team in Barrington a couple years ago. And the coaches said they'd never seen a girl that could kick with both legs with the power she had. Well, obviously that was from all the martial art training. So That's where you see the big change. These kids have a gigantic advantage, whether it's in school, whether it's in education, sports, whatever they do, they are just outstanding.
Well, you include, again, you're a Hall of Famer and a champion. You include big time. I call it on the Sports Doctor for all these decades. I call it the mental game, David. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of one of the best athletes in the world, whether you are that athlete or the coach, or whether you're trying to stick with your exercise program, or all of these aspects of the so-called mental game, martial arts is huge on the mental side of things, you know, reducing stress, concentration, all of these things. What was Bruce Lee saying? What did he say, mind like water, or am I guessing?
He said be like water.
All right, I knew it was close.
Yeah, be like water. So basically he says water can crash or water can flow. So it has the ability to be formative to anything that it wants to be. And that's what
it's also great self-defense, right? I mean, in English, right, we've talked about a lot over the years with teachers and school system people, self-protection, not only girls, but even kids being acquainted with some, you know, self-defense and some of these things. In this day and age, that would be a great addition to schools to include some self-defense, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think every girl in the United States should learn self-defense so that they can protect themselves when they get a little bit older. I mean, my daughter, went off to college, and she saved herself from, a dire situation. So, and she remembered her training when she was a kid.
Peter Caravan, who's wrote a couple of books on that whole world of the importance of self-defense going away to school, young girls, this whole side of things. I can't believe. David, give me the website again. Everybody could find out all about you and the stem cell information. Give us that quickly.
Stem cells for athletes.
StemCellsForAthletes.com, Master Dave Garrison, world champion, Hall of Famer, Tiger Academy, Barrington, Illinois. Hey, Bob Guida. We'll be right back. Dave, hold on. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. We're back. I want to welcome back Hillary Loftus. Hillary is the education director of the great organization Help Our Wounded Foundation, HOW, and she's a huge advocate of medical-grade hyperbaric oxygen for concussion treatment, athletic concussions, traumatic brain injuries. Hillary, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. It's great to be here.
Fill us in some background on you and the foundation and hyperbaric oxygen.
Sure. So the foundation itself started about 7 years ago, and it was founded to help veterans with their post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, concussions. So that's how it started. And then I came along a couple years later. I'd moved to Florida from Connecticut, and was just fascinated by what I was learning there about hyperbaric oxygen therapy and meeting the veterans that had experienced recovery with HBOT, we call it, from their injuries, and also some of the former NFL players that the foundation had helped. And let's see, after a year or so, we got a little bit more organized, and the executive director put me in charge of concussed student athletes and concussed equestrians. And I'm very excited and happy to work with those two groups. I love sports. I studied dance and then sailed. Did competitive sailing for many years. Come from a big family. My brothers played sports. One of my sisters was a competitive swimmer. My son played sports in high school. So I was very happy to
work
with.
And your dad was a heart surgeon, right?
Yes. My father, yeah. He was the first cardiovascular heart surgeon in Stamford, Connecticut back in the day when it was all about the heart. And now it's all about the brain.
It's right up there, mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. You know, I don't know how long ago you were first on the Sports Doctor's Beat. It's got to be a couple of years ago. And as you know, concussions is a topic we've talked about for decades on the Sports Doctor, mm-hmm. with people from all over the world. People that we've introduced you, whether it's like Catherine Snedeker with Pink Concussions, mm-hmm. and our friends some of these different organizations, and the combination of our veterans and athletes is powerful. Everybody's familiar with the concussion concerns and the nightmares with football and the whole story, again, for decades, as well as in the area of our veterans and the explosion of information and identification, in treatment, in awareness has really been fantastic. And hyperbaric oxygen, you know, people remember, I remember Michael Jackson. I think he slept in an oxygen tank. But hyperbaric oxygen has been around to enhance healing for a long time, whether it was vascular healing or
there's so
muscle,
much to Yeah, so much new information about it, you know, as
so it didn't shock me. It didn't mm-hmm. shock me when you talked about its effect on the brain. We had your great doctor associate, Dr. Daphne Denham, on, I don't know how long ago, 6 months or so ago, again, talking about her excitement about mm-hmm. the results that you
with
were
the
seeing.
With the student athletes. She's worked with a lot of student athletes, as well as veterans, as well as even helping people with COVID recovery through hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Mm-hmm. She actually did a study of several hundred concussed student athletes, and she's the one that told me about 3.5 years ago now that she had discovered with one of her own children, she has a large family, and they're all student athletes. I mean, they're all athletes, and she discovered with one of her children that if you put a concussed, a person with a concussion, into a hyperbaric chamber within a week of their injury, when the, you know, inflammation and neurometabolic cascade is all fresh, that it may only take an average of 3 sessions to help the brain recover. And that's actually what led me to want to develop this concussed student athlete program, because I wanted, you know, as a former sports mom, I wanted every sports parent in the country to know that if their kid got a concussion, that they didn't have to suffer. I mean, most concussions will heal after a couple of weeks. Well, now they're learning. I mean, the research is changing, and the body of knowledge is expanding all the time. But
yeah, the word
now they're learning that the symptoms go away actually before the brain is healed. So it might take up to a month before the brain is healed.
Well, the awareness of these things, Hillary, is what's, you know, growing exponentially. The ability to identify. Soon there'll be a saliva test for my friends in New Zealand.
Yes.
That'll
I'm
be
so
able to be with Adrian
Harrell.
Yeah, Metacortex.
Yes.
To be able to,
that will be
or
such
our
a big
friends,
help for sport.
Our friends mm-hmm. at Athlete Intelligence, who have sensors and helmets, to the other kinds of technologies to try to identify how serious is it. And what's mm-hmm. the protocol? You know, this, you got to remember what it was like decades ago, where someone would hold up 2 fingers and say, how many fingers, and send the ball player back into the game. Now the world has changed dramatically, mm-hmm. but the
exactly.
ability, the ability mm-hmm. of hyperbaric oxygen to be able to make a big difference in initial healing
yeah.
is big news.
It's
and
so
this is
simple.
Why we wanted to keep having you back to talk about it.
Yeah, thank you. It's so simple, and yet it's so powerful at the same time. I mean, it's just, you know, 5 times the amount of oxygen from that exists in the air that we breathe. The air that we breathe is just 20% oxygen. So this is 5 times that. And our bodies love oxygen so much that if you put the oxygen under pressure, 1.5 to 2 times atmospheric pressure, the oxygen molecules, the pressure makes them smaller, and it can disseminate throughout the body to all the tissues, you know, the brain tissue, and help them heal, help the brain tissue heal, the same way it helps a leg wound heal.
How available is hyperbaric oxygen generally? You know, it's in every hospital. It's, you know, nowhere near that. What's the availability of hyperbaric oxygen?
In general.
Some
of our interns, we recruit, you know, high school and college interns to help with our work being a nonprofit. So they found a list of, it was 3 or 4 years ago, a list of, I think it was 1,500 hospitals in the country that have hyperbaric or that had hyperbaric chambers back then. And from what I've seen, there are more today. And then there were also almost as many, maybe 3/4 as many independent medical grade or independent hyperbaric facilities. And
going to get a CAT scan or going to get an MRI, the ability to have that availability, you know, to have the hyperbaric oxygen. How aware are the, you know, like you're talking about student athletes, you're talking about a lot of these programs you're paying a lot of attention to. How have you found the awareness, Hillary, of the sports community, whether it's college or high school or various levels, to the excitement with hyperbaric oxygen?
Well, it's so interesting because in other countries, like, say, Ireland, they use hyperbaric oxygen therapy a lot. The athletes I've worked with, equestrians from Ireland, gotten to know a number over the years, and it's quite common there, and they use it for recovery, for athletes and for concussions. But here, there's not really much, you know, knowledge about it. I mean, it's not common knowledge. A lot of the parents that of the concussed student athletes that we've helped, they say, well, why didn't we know about this? And, you know, I wish we'd known about this when her older sister got a concussion a couple of years ago, and, you know, she had to suffer for weeks. And, you know, Caroline's brain recovered in 2 sessions, and her team physician was able to clear her to go back to diving when she went back to college.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of why we were talking about this numerous occasions, spreading the word, because every weapon we have is a big deal. The ability to identify faster, big deal. The ability to get some sort of ground protocol with these different kids so people know if there's a change in what regard in the measurement capability, and the ability to enhance healing and be able to make a difference. And the medical community, the neurological community, the pediatric community, I would think, we'll be continuing to get more information out from docs like Dr. Benham.
Yes, and especially since, you know, one of the big problems in sports with concussions is it's very hard to tell when an athlete should be allowed to go back to play.
It's still up in the air, yes. That's
right.
Why I use the word iffy. The you know, there's no specifics. There's a tremendous amount of subjectivity. But in most instances, usually, we're not cautious enough regarding, you know, being able to measure these things. So,
which can lead to more serious injury, I mean, repeated concussions and more damage. But the oxygen seems to, you know, I don't want to say disinfect the brain, but it seems to really, you know, clear those inflammatory chemicals out of the way and calm things down in the brain so that it, you know, more studies have to be done on this, but there may even be kind of a protective aspect to the medical grade oxygen on the brain.
That's interesting. What's the website, Hillary, people find out about the foundation and hyperbaric oxygen?
So Howe Foundation's website, and it's very old. We keep talking about getting it updated, and someday it will, but, you know, we're busy helping clients, and we're a small but mighty nonprofit. So the website is www.howfoundationsf.org. But I suggest you go on Instagram because the college kids have really kept that up, and that's at Howe Foundation SF. And then you can learn about
our
veterans,
about both
athletes.
We'll talk about both, Hillary. We will be right back. Hillary Loftus, Education Director, Help Our Wounded Foundation. It's a sports doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. We're talking with Hillary Loftus. She's the education director of Help Our Wounded, HOW Foundation. are talking about the excitement around medical-grade hyperbaric oxygen for traumatic brain injuries in the veterans, also about the concussions in sports, which is a gigantic area of consistent concern and learning. You mentioned, you know, Hillary, the National Football League. You know, for decades already, we've been watching that scenario with the tremendous problems with the traumatic brain injuries and the CTE concerns.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would think that they would be excited about what you've got going.
Yeah, I would like to talk to them sometime because they've done so much over the past decade to make football safer, and you know now they have somebody up in a skybox watching, you know, just focused on players' head hits because it's hard to see on the field. And you know, oftentimes the players aren't even sure if it's a concussion or not.
And
that's
the,
something we're
you know,
trying to do is educate about that.
One of the famous expressions of the sports doctor about football, and I'm a big fan, is there is no safe tackle football, period. And head problems are going to continue to be forever a big-time concern. It's not only football, but football is collisions. And the ability to, again, have access to faster healing, it's an educational challenge. That's not news to you, is it, Hillary? Right?
No, exactly. I mean, even if, you know, if there was, say, even like even an experiment done, say if 10 of the NFL training facilities had hyperbaric chambers in them, and then when the players who got hit, you know, that the skybox people spotted, the players who got hit came off the field, they could go right into the chamber, get a session, maybe get another session tomorrow, and then when the team doctor, you know, says that they're cleared, go back to play, go back to practice a few days later.
There is a concussion expert involved in line for all concussion-related protocols, even in college football, especially in the NFL, where it has to, before the player can return, they have to meet the criteria of that concussion expert. And, you know, so the ability, and by the way, everybody, there really are no side effects, unless you trip over the machine, with hyperbaric oxygen. Are there, Hillary?
No, not as long as you go to a facility that is, you know, medically
proper
run.
Proper facility,
right?
Proper equipment, of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, like any other medical treatment.
Yeah. You know, and we're talking again, like we do all the time on the Sports Doctor, about non-drug-related effective methods of recovery or healing or reducing problems, then... that's a very, very big deal. Number one, that it's not drugs. Number two, that it doesn't have any side effects. Mm. So, and this is something, and there really aren't any age restraints regarding hyperbaric oxygen into like adolescence or so. Are they, what are the ages in general that they pay attention to this, Hillary?
Oh, well, actually, right now, there's this poor little 11-year-old who has been suffering with severe concussion symptoms since May 24th, and he was playing lacrosse, and I guess nobody saw him get hit, and so they misdiagnosed him with dehydration, because, of course, in elementary schools, there really aren't any athletic trainers keeping an eye, you know, out, and the coaches sometimes are, you know, their parents, and they get maybe quick concussion training, but they can't keep their eyes on everybody. And
no, that's a very big deal, by the way. This is a huge topic when we have all our athletic training friends on the Sports Doctor over the years, which is the fact that there are so many serious sports at early ages that don't necessarily have athletic training supervision available. So mistakes are made. Often,
and this,
it's a matter of having educated coaches and people.
Yeah, he was allowed to play again the next weekend, and then he went to a birthday party where they were bouncing around on trampolines the next day with his friends, And that night, his head was hurting so much that his mom had to take him to the ER, and they had to hospitalize him and do a lumbar puncture to reduce the pressure in his brain. And then he was in the hospital for a total of 8 days. So we're working hard now to get him, you know, a prescription for the eight spot from one of the physicians that we work with. And
you'd think it wouldn't be such a big deal, especially if the technology is available to be able to include it, you know. But again, there's so many different ideas and factors and things going on in the world of concussions. Most of them are very, very good, very, very productive. But the idea of disseminating information is a very, very big challenge. The whole world of insurance is a challenge, and liabilities and this whole stuff. And, you know, especially when you're dealing also with veterans, but when you throw schools in or sports club, this is when I have to say to you, good luck, Hillary, you know,
well,
with these different organizations.
I've seen it before in other student athletes we treated, and we test them. We give them FDA-cleared neurocognitive tests, and we have a medical advisory board with four wonderful physicians. But anyway, so, you know, I've seen them have severe deficits on the test, and then after they have their HBOT sessions, the last one we did was 20 years old with severe deficits, after 15 sessions, he was no more severe deficits. He noticed a difference after only 3 sessions, and I think it's because of all the stem cells that young people have circulating in their bodies. That's what I think helps them.
That's your next frontier. That's my pearl from the sports doctor for you, Hillary. Here's my pearl for you. That's one of the next frontiers for hyperbaric oxygen. You will be performance enhancement, focus, attention, reducing stress, those kinds of things that can be achieved with maybe even the same technologies would be an interesting, we'll have to mention that to Dr. Daphne, take a look at that, because, you know, again, the idea, like you said, even dealing with older chronic problems, as well as something that's immediate right away. Can we have, you know, like you said, you called it that cognitive test. So the student athlete has a baseline, right? So if an event happens, you could then see, is there a difference? And then able to take advantage of the treatment to reduce quite a bit the consequence of the concussion at almost every level, if you could get them exposed or treated with the, how long a session with someone with hyperbaric oxygen
for a concussion session? It takes about an hour and 20 minutes. It takes about 10 minutes to get you up to pressure, and then you lie there for an hour, watch TV or whatever, and then it takes another 10 minutes. And
Hillary, give me the you talked about Instagram, a place really to find out all about it. But give me quickly that and the website.
The Instagram is at How Foundation SF. So it's HOW Foundation, and then S as in South and F as in Florida. And
great.
The website,
Hillary Loftus, Education Director, quickly.
HowFoundationSF.org is the website.
HowFoundationSF.org, Hillary Loftus. Hillary, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here.
LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment on the Sports Doctor. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, read about who the guests were, what were the topics, and listen whatever you would like. So many different guests, sports medicine, fitness, wellness, locally, nationally, internationally. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can find some great articles. Still a hot topic, one of my faves, women in high heels, accepting the challenge. A couple of great articles with one of our sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, featured. Podiatry Management Magazine, newspaper articles. Some new stuff with an exciting new MVP Parent Magazine. Lots of great information. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. LinkedIn also. We get lots of guests. And we have lots of great information at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, at SportsDoc Radio. We continue to have a lot of excitement with the book. I just had my third anniversary, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. I want to get my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyball player, talk show host, Sharky Zartman, back on the show sometime in the next couple of months. Next week, we're going to welcome back Kim Ryan. Kim is the creator of Spinergy. She's a spin coach, figure skating master coach, and she'll be returning the 16th. We're going to be, I think, having a replay with some movement to the station. I'll let you know as we go along. But let's see. We want to answer a couple of emails that we have. Don wants to know, how safe are cortisone injections? It's a great question, Don. Cortisone injections are quite safe when they're indicated. Cortisone is a medicine injected into a joint, into an area, a tendon, ligaments, for rapid enhancement of reduction of inflammation and reduction of symptoms, usually quite dramatically. We use cortisone injections for heel spur or plantar fasciitis when indicated. It's not my first method of treatment. Many times we might try oral anti-inflammatory medicine. We might pay big attention to intelligent rest, physical therapy. But when indicated, now years ago, one of the knocks on cortisone, and it was a true one,
was it was overused and it became detrimental to tissues. Repetitive cortisone injections can cause trouble, can cause ruptures. So as a general rule, I wouldn't give more than 3 cortisone injections in a year for a particular area. We don't want it overused. Arlene says, my 11-year-old daughter is a very active ballet dancer. They're talking about starting really to pay big attention to point. What are your thoughts? You know, Arlene, it's a great question. There's no doubt about it. With serious ballet, point is started then, sometimes even earlier. Ideally, we would like skeletal maturity of the growth centers in the foot, as well as the rest of the body, but particularly the foot, the big toe joint. And, you know, 12 years old, 13 years old is that kind of timing. So I would be very, very careful. If your daughter is that talented, I would be paying very big attention to graduality and to a discussion with her instructors and coaches regarding what the goals are and to take it easy. Getting podiatry feedback, orthopedic foot specialist feedback, also can make a lot of attention. We've put soft inserts in ballet slippers for years. I've even put inserts in point shoes in some instances besides padding. But you want to be careful at that age. You didn't tell me how close she is to 12. She might be right around that area, again, where the growth centers are really, really maturing. So check that out. Dave wants to know, is less better with running shoes? You know, Dave, that's a great question. It's a continuous question. With all the hoopla, probably starting 10 years ago, barefoot running, much, much less support. Running shoes cause more trouble than they prevent. It's been a big topic. In general, the sports doctor's opinion is less is not better. That running shoe technology is excellent, and we want to use it. If you are a successful runner at various levels, but you're running 3-4 days a week, you've been doing this for years, you haven't had injury problems, you want to experiment with lighter shoes, less supportive shoes, I wouldn't fight with you. As a general rule, we see that the support, the stability, the shock absorption with the science of running shoes today is a big advantage, and lessening that sometimes causes, that's been my experience with my runners, maybe causing more trouble with less is better. So I would pay attention. We want, talking about running shoes, it would shock people that over 40% of all of us aren't even fit properly for sports shoes. It's amazing. A lot of times width is the concern. Make sure you or your young athletes are fit properly. And don't skimp on quality. Stick with the name brand. Absolutely, there's a lot of top brands, and that's what we want to go. Usually, you can be quite confident in a running shoe store, walking shoe store, that you are going to be fit properly, assuming you're the same size, ordering online. I'm not a big fan of that. Along that line, Chris wants to know, what's the big difference with custom and over-the-counter orthotics? Tremendous difference, apples and oranges, Chris. Proper orthotics, regardless of the sport, regardless of the age, in general, are to enhance alignment and proper positioning and stability. Over-the-counter is like saying you need glasses, go to Walgreens. So in general, there's a big difference. Over-the-counter definitely has a role. Maybe put something in, see how it feels. Extra support usually is helpful. But custom orthotics definitely is a whole different ball game, mostly by podiatry. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor, same time, same station. See you next week.
When there's a lack of open, honest communication in a relationship, that relationship will suffer. Why the Secrets is a short tale that takes you on the journey with Queen Jones, a college student who's trying to find out why hadn't her father been a part of her life since she was 9 years old. It takes you on the domino effect of how one secret and the lack of communication can destroy an entire family. Find out if there was forgiveness and what, if any, lessons were learned after the secret was revealed. Why the Secrets is available on Amazon.com, Google Books, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Indiebound.